So it's been 5 years since the band Slayer's release, well, last release for Genesis Creation. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's been going on in all these years of silence?
All right, hey Juan, this is the keyboardist Sean. Apparently, I'm going to be taking this one. Well, 5 years ago, let's see, it's been damn near 5 years since I joined the band, which was in September 2006, and since. Really, we've been going through a lot of lineup changes within those 5 years. The past two or looking at 3 years now, we probably had the most solid lineup we've ever had. And within that time, we've been writing and recording "Storm Winds of Ages," our upcoming fourth full length. So we've kind of been in a busy hibernation, so to speak, with some tours here and there, you know, in between throughout those years too. But it's been a while since last time.
Oh, how long since you guys started planning Stormwinds of Ages, and how did the whole writing process happen?
Huh? You ready for a long answer? We started back. When do you think we started? Back in like, yeah, probably like 06. We actually did kind of like a little promo first. Four of the songs were on Stormwinds. It was a self non-released EP. And we were trying to label shop with that one pretty much. And that was from 06 to 08. And then Stormwinds actually started around 06 up to last year, so. We started writing the rest of the songs not till like probably 2010. Happy Album was pretty much written with the EP, and then we went and started adding in more of the other songs. And the process was pretty long. I mean, we'd sit here in the studio and we'd just kind of bang out riffs here and there. You know, I would come up with ideas, Bill would come up with an idea. I'm Chris, the drummer, by the way. If you don't know who I am.
And, we have a studio.
Yeah, we do have a studio, Studio Amplitude. And we just pretty, that's how the writing process goes. We sit in here, we write. I mean, I spent way too much time up here. It was my other home, pretty much. So, plus there's other bands. I mean, it actually works in studio, so there's other bands we were recording in between. So just the process, it took a long time because we wanted to make it really, really exceptional. We didn't want to, like, tease out in the riffs. And we did write a lot, and we threw away a lot of stuff. And final product, it is what it is. It's a great, great album. Probably the best album today we've ever done.
And how did you guys come across the guest appearances? Did you add them later on, or you had them somewhat planned from the beginning?
We added them later on, but they were somewhat planned. They were planned at the latter half of the recording phase because we did. Anyone know how we came across?
Well, like
Dick, yeah,
we
recorded
things in the same beforehand.
Like John Dick, he did guest vocals. Chris had recorded his band prior to that. And, you know, we knew he was a real brutal death metal vocalist, so we got him in. We knew kind of ahead of time that we were going to ask him to help out. Carl Tideman, the guy from Winds and Arcturus, that was just a long shot. Yeah, I sent him an email and I was like, you know, just asking him if he, you know, I'd been an admirer of him for a long time. It's the 90s. And he said, yeah. And who else? Jason McMasters from Dangerous Toys. Watchtower. He's a local hero and kind of friend of the band. We all, you know, talk to him here and there, and we just hit him up, and he said, yeah. So.
And you know, in terms of the lyrical concept, what are you guys try? What is the story behind the album, or it's just a collection of separate songs?
Hold on one second. That's for you, buddy.
Hey, this is Donnie. I'm the vocalist. Yeah, man, it was just a bunch of stories that we came up with. It wasn't any type of conceptual idea, really, that I had, because we did that on the previous album, the Genesis. That was kind of like a story from beginning to the end. Everything kind of blended together, and with this one, man, I just wanted to have it a little bit looser, you know, and not necessarily have to worry about one song, you know, adapting into the next one. I just wanted to write a bunch of kind of some crazy shit that sometimes I just get in my mind. I get visions and these ideas, and I just start going off with pen and paper. And no concept behind it. It's just, you know, Vesperian man doing what we do, just writing our shit and playing metal music, man. That's what it was all about, man. It's just about writing some really heavier stuff. I think it's more brutal at times. It's a little more melodic and perhaps melancholy at times, but that just kind of accentuates all the heavy stuff. And it was just kind of one song after the other, man, and I think that they all came out really cool, and I'm really proud of the album.
And what would you say, which song would you say it's your favorite one, and why?
Well, I mean, I like them all, I guess you could say. I like Stormwind a lot because it's just heavy, man. It's in your face from the beginning to the end, and it's just, I'm kind of proud of the lyrics I wrote, but the funnest one, and I guess the heaviest one, would be Legacy of Befallen, you know, and that's got John Dick doing that brutal stuff, and Sean and Justin and Chris all do some backup stuff on there that came out really cool and really heavy, but it's a really fun song to play live. But, I mean, I dig them all, man. I kind of like, I wouldn't want to pick one out from the rest because, I mean, I just think it's, you know, really cool to appreciate everything that we all kind of came up with for, so, you know, busting our ass trying to get this album out, you know, so I'm real proud of all the tracks.
And, you know, in terms of all the sound, I mean, this album is really rich sounding, and how much does it transfer to the live setting, or how do you work around making it sound good live, too?
Believe it or not, we try to transfer all of it to the live setting. I mean, we have a keyboard player, and we run a sampler full-time. I played a quick track, so we have him doing as many keys as he can do live, and then we have the rest sampled. So everything you hear on the album, you're going to hear live. I mean, everything. That's kind of like the way we started doing that in 08. Yeah, we started using the samplers, using quick tracks, because we wanted to bring the album experience to the album to a live experience, so.
And have you guys played any of these songs live in any local shows you guys have done?
Yeah, we actually have. Most of them. There's actually probably only one of the songs we haven't played. But like I said, it was over the years process. So we write a song, we incorporate it to a set, we play it at a couple shows, and, you know, some of the newer songs that we wrote the last part of the recording, we haven't played those yet, but soon, you know, everything will be out there.
And you guys mentioned that you've been shopping around for a label for a bit. Has it gotten harder over the years with all these bands coming up with albums every other week and stuff like that? Or what is your opinion on how you see the scene now for getting a release deal or at least release an album?
Yeah, very, very difficult, man. We are still having no luck finding a label at the moment. We have a couple of offers, but they're from very, very small labels that we're still not sold on them yet. We're still kind of going over all the particulars with them, but yeah, it's a mess as far as trying to get a deal right now. And you know, when we got our first deal, it was in '97 when we sent those promo packs off, and we only sent off like 30 promo packs, and we got two offers pretty quick. And, of course, that was in the mid to late 90s, and, you know, the scene wasn't so saturated, especially in our style of music. But nowadays, you know, I've probably sent hundreds of things of emails and e-packs, electronic kits and stuff like that to labels, and it's not happening. I don't, you know, like you said, the scene's probably just too saturated with bands, and it's real hard to get heard, so. It's unfortunate because I think we have an album that definitely deserves to be heard, I believe. You know, I don't want to sit here and toot our own horn or whatever, but yeah, we're having a lot of trouble with it, so.
And how long do you guys think that you guys are going to shop it around before deciding to go hardcore and release it yourselves?
Well, that's what we're trying to avoid to do because, you know, we've been shopping for a label since the middle of last year. And since the summer, basically, the first part of the summer is when we started. And we had a manager at the time, and he was doing it for us, and we were thinking he was going to be able to help us out. And we still haven't, you know, we didn't. I kind of took over trying to do it, and, you know, I don't know, man. You know, we tried self-releasing our last record, and, you know, it didn't really get us anywhere professionally. It just, you know, we still want to release that record, too. We still want to release the Genesis properly. It hasn't been released. We've only sold about 1,000 copies on our own, and it needs to be released properly, too. So, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, it's coming down to the wire right now. We're probably going to have to pull a trigger on one of these smaller labels and do a lot of promotion ourselves and try to hopefully, you know, get ourselves... Hopefully the music will speak for itself and, you know, people will start taking notice. That's all I can really say.
And, you know, yeah, and this is pretty interesting. And also, in terms of, you know, the band sound, it's not something... too commercially, well, per se, in the U.S., how do you feel about, you know, the fan spread you guys have? Do you guys have more from Europe, or is there still, you know, some particular local scene for you guys?
We definitely have done better. Like, we seem to have drawn more fans, it seems, from, like, Europe and Canada. Surprisingly, like every time we've toured Canada a few times, and it seems like we have tons of people come out that have VS shirts and know all the VS songs and stuff like that in Canada, but we play anywhere here in the U.S. and, you know, we're still, you know, very unknown, very underground, and we might have a couple of fans show up or whatever, but here in the U.S. it's real hard, you know, especially with all the new styles of metal these days, the metal cores and the death cores and all that. I mean, we're definitely way off the map as far as, like, popularity goes.
And have you guys ever thought about, you know, changing a little bit to please the wider audience?
Have we ever tried... Hold on one second. I didn't hear the question.
There is a keyboard player again, and that's a big badass no.
I'm not changing him.
Absolutely, hell no. We write music for ourselves, and we, you know, all of us have our own influences from wherever, everywhere. But it's one of the things that's kept this lineup together, up until this point at least, is that we're pretty much all on the same page as far as what works for our own symbiosis within the band as far as writing music goes. And we don't give a flying fuck about what's cool, you know, especially stateside with this Cascadian Wolves in the Throne Room worship. Yeah, I mean, we don't really pay attention to what's in.
That's
the thing. No, it's not. We
here.
Yeah, I mean, we're too busy, you know, writing. We're too busy staying busy to give a shit, you know, and working on our own stuff. So, but if people like it, then we let them live.
And, you know, in particular, I mean, which bands would you say here in, like, maybe your local scene or in North America that you guys are kind of respect and are into?
North American bands. Oh, yeah, Will just said Abzu. I fucking love Abzu. As far as Mexican goes. Oh, yeah, our former tour mates, former and hopefully future tour mates, Ceremonial Castings from Battleground, Washington. I love those guys. And our buddy in Veneficum from Chicago, they're badass. And I actually just received a call maybe 3 days ago from their lead guitarist saying that they're kind of trying to get back on their feet, so that's cool. They're having some issues themselves, but anywho, yeah, most of the stuff that we're into, I mean, it's probably pretty obvious from the music that you hear us make, as we're just way more European minded than, I don't know, dirty American shit.
We're like some of the old school Death Metal
bands. Oh yeah, we're also another thing. We're also, yeah.
90s Death Metal.
Not. Yeah. Definitely old school Death Metal. We're into that. Like, I really like Bloodbath recently because they have that timeless feel. You know, so we're into that kind of stuff, and obviously, you know, mid to late 90s. To turn of the century Scandinavian metal, black metal. You know, we kind of hail from that heyday.
And what do you think has been going wrong with the metal scene in the last few years? Since now, you know, you have all these bands with this clean cut look, so emo looking, or you know, pretty girly looking, versus before it was more, you know, of a manly thing.
Yeah, this is Justin, the bass player. I can answer that question. Being the youngest member in the band, a lot of bands I played with before this group, they were kind of into that whole scene, the core, you know? And it's just, the problem with them is just, it's so cookie cutter, you know? It's metal by numbers. It's just interchangeable parts. I mean, you listen to some of these bands' records, and it's like, okay, here's a tremolo pick part, here's a breakdown, now let's break down the breakdown even slower, you know? And it's just oversaturated, overdone. A couple of the earlier groups that pioneered that scene I was okay with personally, but nowadays it's just garbage.
And what made you personally want to join, you know, a more metal band?
Well, this is what I always wanted to do. It's just a matter of finding, you know, an opening in a group like that, so.
Were you shadowing the older bass player, or it just happened?
Was I shadowing him? Well, on the, when I was writing my bass lines for the new album, I did, there was a couple moments, you know, where I, you know, kind of channeled the old bass player style, but I tried to incorporate my own thing. Cliff Burton from Metallica, he's a big influence on me, you know. I kind of molded some of my bass lines around that, too, so. But I try and put it in my own style, you know, I synthesize different things I like from other players, so.
And what do you feel is the biggest difference of writing music with this band that it, you know, somewhat has a reputation, this particular sound, versus before that they were just up for whatever was popular?
It's just a much more longer process, you know. It's a lot more creative being with a group like these guys, you know. Like I said, you know, the metalcore scene is just, it's so regurgitated riffs, you know, formulaic song structures, you know. This group is much more creative and open-ended, and as a result, it takes a lot more time, you know, mold these songs into what they are on the record.
Okay, yo, and in general terms, I mean, the band is shopping for a label, and the album is exciting. What are the plans that you guys have for the near future, touring dates, or what's in store for the rest of us?
We would like to tour, of course, man, but really, right now we are really focused on trying to get our record out and getting it exposed and trying to take it to the next level, man, because for the most part, you know, where we're at professionally, trying to tour is all self-promoted type touring, and it's real tough, super tough. So we will do what we can. We're going to tour as much as we can, but of course, you know, we got to, you know, we have to book all those shows ourselves and, you know, hope and pray that, you know, somebody comes along and offers us some things too. So, you know, yeah, of course, we're going to play as many shows as we can, but like I said, like, we're trying to get to the point to where we can kind of take it to the next level, and we're focused on doing that right now.
Okay, any like kind of closing remarks or things that you guys want to get out that we didn't cover so far?
No, not really, man. We really, really appreciate you, the review and the interview, man. I mean,
we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's very fucking nice to get this kind of compliment.
It's webzines like you guys, man, that, you know, give us small bands like we are a chance. You know, literally, I've sent out probably 75 to 100 emails to different webzines and trying to get coverage of the album, and I got two so far. So we really appreciate it. We really do.